the website that gives you some real excitement without charging you by the minute.
It really is a lot of fun.
TalkZone.com. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Before I tell you about what my birthday and the controversy about Miss California USA have in common, I'm going to answer a couple of pageant coaching questions from a listener. Our listener, Ashley, writes in, "Hi, Valerie. I'm preparing to be a contestant in my 2010 State USA pageant, and I've got a few questions that I hope you can help me out with." Her first question, she's a very organized young lady. "Ashley, I can tell you're going to do well. I'm also planning to be in my state's Ultimate Queen pageant on October 2009. My state, USA, is on October 30th. What if I were to win the Ultimate Queen title? Would that conflict with my competing in the state USA pageant, or would it be beneficial and good practice? Generally speaking, Ashley, competing in a couple of pageants is always a great idea. It's always good to get additional experience as you compete for a big title like your state USA pageant. The thing that you need to check with for the Ultimate Queen contestant contract, there should be a clause that indicates whether or not you're allowed to continue competing should you win that title. It's often called a non-compete clause. Some pageants restrict their title holder's ability to compete in other pageants. So go ahead and check your contract for that. There are many, many pageants that allow you to go on and continue competing. There are some pageants that only restrict national title holders, and there are some pageants that only restrict state-level title holders. So you'll want to check that out. I do want to let you know, if the Ultimate Queen pageant does allow you to compete in your state USA title and you do win your state USA title, there is a clause in the state USA contract that will require you, upon winning your state USA title, to resign any other titles that you hold other than a local USA title. So hope that helps. Let's go on to your second question. I'm filling out the application for my state USA pageant. There's a question about if I have a MySpace or a Facebook, which I have both. So I'm wondering why they asked that question. Are they going to look me up? Not that I have a problem with it, but I'm wondering if we aren't allowed to have profiles on those types of sites. The reason why they're asking that question is there have been some situations in the past where teen USA title holders, either at the local, state, or national level, had inappropriate photos on their MySpace or their Facebook. And there were some Miss who also had inappropriate photos on MySpace or Facebook. And you want to get all of those inappropriate photos down as quickly as possible. Ideally, they're not even up there ever. You should have no photos that could be considered to be sexually explicit, provocative, or pornographic. There should be no photos of you at a party holding a can of beer or even standing next to someone else who's drinking. The reason why they're asking you if you have them is they want to alert you to the fact that if you do have them, you need to make sure that those photos are taken down if they do in fact exist. I also want you to be aware that there are ways for people to access photos once they have been taken down. If they have saved a photo that you had up to the file, those photos can come back to haunt you, Ashley. I'm assuming you don't have any of those photos, otherwise you probably wouldn't have asked this question. But for everyone else who's listening, don't put provocative, questionable, unwise photos on your MySpace or Facebook if you're planning on competing at any point in the future. And Ashley's last question is, for my state USA, we are supposed to submit our professional headshot photo by July 17th. I'm hoping to get sponsorship to pay for the photo since they tend to be a lot of money. I know I can't pay for it on my own, but I fear I might be cutting it close with time. It may take a few weeks to get all my sponsors to pay for the photo, but many photographers require that you make an appointment for a photo shoot up to 3 months in advance. I thought I would have more time to get my photo submitted. What should I do?" Well, what you need to do is contact the pageant and let them know that you are getting a sponsor and ask them if there's any flexibility on the July 17th date. Many pageants recognize that it takes a good bit of time in some cases to get a high quality photo from a pageant photographer, and so they may have some flexibility there on that date. I'm not encouraging people to just willy-nilly blow off these deadlines, because that is the fastest way to annoy a pageant director and their staff. But if you're in a situation where your sponsor doesn't have the money in, or you're really wondering how you're going to pay for it and feel that you're going to be up to the deadline, go ahead and call them. Oftentimes, if the photographer that you're working with is the pageant photographer sponsor, they may have additional flexibility on deadline. So when in doubt, Ashley, ask. Respectfully ask, but go ahead and ask. I hope that answers your question, and I wish you the best at your Ultimate Queen and State USA pageant. Well, now I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about something that really struck me this weekend. Saturday was my birthday, and I had a great birthday weekend celebrating with my family and friends here in Texas. But the one thing I wasn't prepared for was the hundreds and hundreds of emails and Facebook messages I received wishing me a happy birthday. Some of those birthday notes were from family and good friends. Some of them were from pageant friends. Some of them were from private coaching students. And quite honestly, a lot of them were from people I don't even know personally. I received literally hundreds of emails and Facebook messages, and it took me over 3 hours yesterday to personally respond to everyone who took time out of their day to send me birthday well wishes. As I paused to think about the many people who had sent notes, I was once again grateful to have the opportunity to know, work with, and have a connection to so many wonderful people in the pageant community. Unlike the stereotype in the popular media, I know you've all been seeing it, pageant people are truly wonderful people who are not only pursuing pageantry and positive outcomes in their own lives, but they're people who really are wishing the very best for others in the pageant community too. The recent media hype about Miss California USA has once again diverted attention from the real message of pageantry and what drives most contestants to compete. You know, I received a lot of calls from the media requesting that I come on their show or be on an interview panel. And as you probably know, I did accept a couple of appearances on CNN. But most of the people who contacted me wanted to cover the story from a negative perspective, and they were actually surprised when I declined those invitations because they're thinking, well, doesn't everybody want to be on TV? On more than one call, I found myself explaining to the segment producer why the approach they were taking doesn't represent what actually goes on in the pageant industry. The vast majority of the pageant community understands the emotional courage it takes to compete and cheers each other on as we all move forward in our own personal development, which we hope will get us even closer to our own personal goals and dreams. The media is playing the story over and over again and going at it from every negative angle possible. But you and I know that the majority of the pageant community wishes the best to everyone involved and hopes that the ultimate outcome will be as close to a win-win as possible for the individuals as well as the greater pageant community. So, if you're one of my family or close friends who sent me a birthday email, thanks for remembering me and being such an important part of my life. If you're a pageant friend or private coaching student who sent me a note, I want to thank you for giving back to me on my special day. It's been my honor and privilege to work with you as you pursue your pageant goals, and I know that you will ultimately succeed in achieving your dreams. And if you're one of the many people I don't know personally who took the time to wish me the best on my birthday, I want to thank you for epitomizing what pageantry is all around the world in any country. Those of you who contacted me that don't know me personally stand for all the best in pageantry, a positive attitude, a willingness to learn and grow as a person, and a genuine support of others, even when you don't know them, as they pursue their pageant goals. I wish everyone who sent me a note the best, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for continuing to prove that pageant people really are the best possible people in the world. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week, I'll be talking with Mrs. Galaxy Deborah Wright plus Miss Galaxy Jennifer Louise about their fabulous year as title holders and what we can expect at the Galaxy International Pageant this year. Remember, to get advance notice of all my guests so you don't miss an episode, just sign up for my free newsletter at www.valeriehays.com. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a Pageant Fab Week.
Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.